I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Niger has generally been a relatively peaceful place for Christians, but the kidnapping of a missionary last fall and recent terror attacks in the country are starting to reveal a different story. Open Doors USA's Emily Fuentes.
As the mayor was saying, as many of his colleagues who he worked with before, there's never been an issue. There wasn't a person who disliked this man, yet he was kidnapped and they don't know what happened to him. They've never had their safety quite at this risk before.
Open Doors works in Niger and other nations where Christians are facing persecution, providing education and jobs, as well as help in rebuilding churches. Fuente says it's important to keep them in our prayers.
It's absolutely vital that we be praying for them, and especially in a country that's so used to a more peaceful way of Muslims and Christians living side by side, not many Muslim extremists.
And we'll end today with a question. What can God do with partnership and prayer? Well, according to Wycliffe Bible translators Doug Hagg,
God answers prayers beyond our belief.
In 2015, Hagg's church, Faith Assembly, began partnering with Wycliffe USA to support Bible translation in the Akebu language. In 2016, an Akebu pastor asked the translation team to pray with them for a church building. God used Doug to help connect the dots. Faith Assembly often sends construction teams to help build churches in West Africa.
So I reached out to my missions pastor. And I just posed the question, how cool would it be to go and help build church buildings among the Akebu in the same place where we're also supporting the Bible translation? What a blessing that would be.
Get the details of the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.